California Catholic churches and pregnancy centers prepare for night of rage from pro-abortion activists. Some Catholic churches and pregnancy help centers in California are preparing for possible violent attacks in the wake of the Supreme Court's ruling to overturn Roe v. Wade after being warned by the federal government about recent credible threats from a radical group. The Diocese of Stockton, California, sent an urgent memo on June 23 to warn its clergymen, parish, and pastoral staff that Jesse Rangel, an agent of the U.S. Department of Homeland Security, told them a manifesto has been found by federal law enforcement officials of an extremist group calling for a night of rage beginning at 8 p.m. on the day of the ruling. According to the memo, Rangel said that the unnamed group is calling for extreme violence against Catholic churches and pregnancy centers, and that large groups with nationwide cells have been found already casing parishes, including some in California. The Archdiocese of San Francisco also received the same warning from the department and issued an internal notice on June 22. The head of communications for the Diocese of Orange, Jared Gonzalez, local parishes and centers are heightening safety and security awareness considering today's Supreme Court decision. Parishes are encouraged to strengthen their relationships with first responders and alert them to any possible disturbances and protests, Gonzalez told the Epoch Times. We ask all local law enforcement to be ready to assist our parishes if needed. Gonzalez did not comment on whether the diocese has received direct threats or not. In the Stockton Diocese's memo, Bishop Myron Cotta urged their staff to develop a plan for handling protesters and suspicious activities, such as someone looking around, disturbing church property, or asking out-of-place questions like largest mass times. Doors always open, or do you have security? The Catholic Church has been one of the most outspoken organizations against abortion. Some radical groups are also connecting Catholicism to the June 24 ruling, which leaves abortion policy to the state's discretion by Supreme Court, where Catholic justices form a majority. Jane Wall, director of the Pregnancy Resource Center in San Clemente, told the Epoch Times the center didn't receive any direct threats, but she said similar facilities should be prepared in light of recent attacks across the U.S. and threats made on social media. The center, a licensed medical clinic that adheres to California privacy laws offering services and respecting their own decisions to get pregnancy care or abortion, according to Wall, has done security training for its personnel and has been maintaining open communication with local law enforcement, she said. Although the extremist group remains unnamed in the memo, two more publicized groups inciting protests online are Jane's Revenge and Ruth Sent Us. Jane's Revenge has been known to vandalize pregnancy clinics across the U.S. since the Supreme Court's draft decision was leaked in May. A statement posted on the group's website declares open season on groups against abortion and pregnancy centers. Their motto is, "If abortions aren't safe, neither are you." The second group, Ruth Sent Us, posted on Twitter the addresses and names of the six Supreme Court justices that voted to overturn Roe v. Wade, asking for community protests to join at their residences at 7 p.m. on June 24, on a poster that reads, "No privacy, no peace." The Right to Life League, America's first pro-life organization founded in 1967, received several threats on June 24 alone and has been contacted by the FBI. According to Susan Swift, the nonprofit's vice president of legal affairs and a former pro-life attorney based in Los Angeles, the FBI is investigating all threats and possible attacks that will happen in response to the ruling. As a mother of seven children and resident of Pasadena, Swift has been speaking out against abortion and threats faced by other like-minded people in California. Despite the outrage and grief expressed by pro-abortion activists, overturning Roe v. Wade does not completely end legal abortion across the country, as the ruling leaves the matter to the states, where the people are able to make amendments based on that state's majority votes.